podcast. What's it called? Don't Worry by Happy with Harriet Diver. Here's my podcast. Well, hello there. Well, I was just sitting on the toilet and I was like, oh, that's a really nice noise. Like, in the background, therapeutic. And then I realised that it was the running water in my kitchen and almost flooded my kitchen. Oh dear, what palaver. And I've literally flinging grated carrot everywhere. Has anyone ever... I was just about to say, is anyone here? There's no one here. So is anyone here, as in, that will be listening? Well, here's a tip, actually. So I've just made shepherd's pie, and I like shepherd's pie with carrots in it, but I can't be asked because there's so many fucking pans anyway with shepherd's pie. You know, you've got to do your potatoes, you've got to do your meat, gravy, there's many things going on. So what I do is I grate my carrot into it so I don't have to cook it. Genius, but as anyone will know that has ever grated carrot, my God, it goes everywhere. It's up my sleeve. I'm like a magician of carrots. If you want to see a trick where carrot will come out of me, then let me know. In fact, don't let me know. I don't want to know. I think if you do want that, it's best no one knows, especially me. What's been happening? Do you know what my head's a bit frazzled like? This isn't like clanging or anything. This is just because I haven't spoken to anyone all day. So I've just been asked to do a gig. So I'm doing a gig on the 20th. On the 20th, but at 1 in the morning on the 20th, which makes it the 21st. But they've said it as the 20th. And it's like, how do I get... She knew that my gig was in Wales. How the fuck do I get from Wales to Cambridge? See, I don't think it's going to be doable, but I'll give it a go. And then it's the money. See, this is the thing as well. Do you go for something that is like no money, but great, and I feel loyal because I feel like I should be loyal because I've done it before, but again, not really for any money. But it's not about money. Yeah, but Harriet, you do need to live. My mind is telling me no, but my wallet. That's the thing with a lot of the time in comedy. So I just never know, like, what makes you a cunt? I don't know, Harriet. I think if you have to ask if you're being a cunt, then you are a cunt. But... the thing is as well, because it's an Edinburgh preview, the one that I have got booked in, and I don't think that's really an issue that there's not really any money, because it's just great to have good previews, and that's what that is. Well, to be honest, Harriet, I think you need to work this out in your own time and not on your podcast, because what if there's a little snitch out there? Wow, if there is a little snitch out there, well, no, I don't think I've said anything wrong. I think I've just entered a dilemma. There's been many dilemmas, being the dilemmas of carrots, the dilemmas of running water, the dilemmas of gigs, loyalty and money. See, this is cutting edge. See, my good news this week is quite insular, because if I tell you this, you might go, Harriet, that is not good news, but let me tell you this. I've got my shower fixed. I did get it fixed, but I didn't do it. So my landlord fixed the shower. The feeling that because the shower's great, like it's a new shower, and so the shower head's been broken. It's been broken where the water doesn't actually come out the nozzle, it comes out underneath the nozzle, and then for some reason, the water that's coming out underneath the nozzle is hotter than the water that you set it to coming out the nozzle. So your feet are burning, and then your head's just sprinkling, and it's been like that for fucking months. And I'll tell you this, because most people start their days with a shower, and it's like, if you go in somewhere, oh, just have a shower. So I feel like the beginning of a lot of my activities hasn't been begun, because I've just had this wet grandma's dribble slash burning feet shower for so long, and it's really made me miserable. And in fact, the other week, Marvin was like, what's wrong? And I was like, shower is getting me down. It's just... But this one, oh my God. I felt like a cartoon, you know, in the cartoons when, like, all water or something or a jet goes towards them and then they're, like ricocheted back into the wall. Yeah, I felt like that. Oh, it was absolutely... Oh, do you know what? I've just had a thought about that gig. Because it's previews and I want to do my Edinburgh preview. I want to preview my show because it needs to get in a better state for Edinburgh. So I could ask if someone else on one of the other dates would swap with me. Then everyone's happy, aren't they? And I haven't fucked anyone over and I've still kept my promise and I've still got the gig. Oh, Harriet. Oh, see? This is just making dreams come true. So yeah, the shower. And then as well, because I've never known a shower, like, you know the, like, little, the wire pipe thing that comes down that's, like, swirly shaped that's attached to the nozzle? And then I think that undoes sometimes, doesn't it? And then that's why water comes out. But this new one, it's like a glass one of them. And you twiddle the top and all these different settings. And then this is how much of a loser I am. So I was in it earlier and I was like, oh, Marvin is going to love this, but he's at work. So I've set it to the setting I believe he would like the most. I should have set it to the setting that, like, that is like so vigorous and then it'll come out and it'll be like, Marvin, where have your eyebrows gone? Because it has jetted them off. Oh, that'll be funny. So that is great. That's really, really. And then... So downstairs is a salon and then there's like this building going on, but we weren't really told what it was. And then because we're both really paranoid, we had this vision of like people coming for some reason, because we're as bad as each other. So if we think something, no one's talking us down from it. So we were sort of thinking that people are going to come in through our flat to the fucking salon and then getting anxious and then they were coming up to show people what they were going to do, and it felt like they were in our flat, and oh, fuck it, like, it's just putting a knot in my stomach and horrible. And then the landlord today said that is not what's going to be happening. It's just, they're just going to build a separate bit, so we've got our corridor, and then there's a wall, so they're putting a wall in between us. Oh, yeah, because I wouldn't say we're antisocial, but I don't know them, do you know what I mean? And they, like, hers is a business, she gets on with her business. Like, me and Marvin are quite insular, we just want our own little... Harriet, don't say that. I was going to say our own little love nest. Well, why not? When I'm outside, I've chosen to be outside, so I'm sociable and friendly and stuff. But inside, I'm like a little bat, a little fruit bat. Do you remember Kevin the fruit bat and the round cheese fruit puzzler? But oh, that was ages ago now. So I can't. This podcast can't be too long, you see, because I've got a shepherd's pie in the oven. It was going so well, so I've done it. It's a vegetarian one. Not particularly a vegetarian, but I like animals and all that business, but I'm not particularly like animalistic. No, Harry, I don't think that's the right word. I'm not particularly like, oh, animals are my life, man. Like, I would never want anyone to like kick a dog or nothing, but there are bigger, in my opinion, there are more important things to be bothered about, like children and people. Children are people, but they are small, defenseless people. Most often. So when I'm saying I'm having a vegetarian shepherd's pie, it's not particularly ethical reasons. It's more because meat makes me want to shit everywhere. I don't think meat is good for your guts sometimes. And dairy, definitely. I saw this thing the other day about... So they put 4 different types of butter and marge on a plate and then all these ants, and then the ants only went to the pure butter. I think Kerrygold's supposed to be like the best butter, and marge is it's not even yellow, it's dyed that colour, it's like synthetic shit. So I thought, do you know what, I'm gonna make a non-dairy, because in it you like a little bit of butter in your mash to make your shepherd's pie. Well, it's definitely not shepherd's pie if it's not lamb, is it? Because it's fake, so it's like a corn pud pie. Yeah, so I used the other day, I had this dairy free soya milk cream that I used for like a pasta thing that I did. So I put that with my potatoes for the mash. Oh my fucking Christ. Lumpville or what? So lumpy. It just, I don't know what it was. I think it might have been as well because my hand was slippy when I was using the masher, so I couldn't get complete grip. I couldn't get my mash on. Get your mash on, get your mash on. Quiet mash, please mash my veg. Da 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 da. Yeah, so I'm a bit upset about the state of my shepherd's pie. Because I hope it's not burning. God, this is the most boring podcast episode ever. I'll tell you this, you know, a couple of weeks ago I was telling you about how I've been doing this thing called The Artist's Way. So I've been reading this book called The Artist's Way. So my friend's really into like self-help and stuff, and he looked at me and thought I was in vast need of self-help, and so he gave me this book. Wow, so every day I've been doing 3 pages of nonsense, so it's just proper brain guff just to get out. And then I think I've said this before, it's really good because it like, because then stuff before that was like festering on your head all day, it's just out on the page. But the only thing is, it's bad for doing this because I feel like I've chattered so much. So usually I do this and I'm like chat chat chat, but now when I do this I think, have I said that already? But it's because I've written it down on this bloody paper anyway. So it's getting all this stuff, all my thoughts down on this, and then I've noticed the stuff that I've been writing started to come true. Now, when was it? Yesterday, I wrote about, because I hadn't checked my lottery ticket, and I went off on this absolute 3-page essay on what I was going to do, how it wasn't going to go to my head, how I was going to do all this, all of that, and then I went on Rightmove, and then, because I just get so obsessed with stuff once I've got something in my head. I think that's why I probably do comedy for a living, because I think to go at comedy full time, you do need to be obsessed with it, because it's such hard work and constant rejection and stuff. So I think it's really helped being a stubborn idiot. Like, Harry, you're not an idiot. Do you know what? You're far from an idiot. I did my, I just, to be honest, I thought, do you know what? I'm going to teach myself an ear, and I'm going to make myself a really good Edinburgh poster. And it took me fucking ages. In fact, the time that I spent on it, because it took me months altogether, because I did one, then I thought that was good, and then I had a bit of time to think about it, and then I was like, that was shit. And now I've made myself a really good poster, because I was looking at other people's posters that they've obviously spent hundreds on them, and I thought, they're not even that good. They're just their agents or producers or whatever of their show have gone, right, so we need this money for this poster, and you just get swept up in it all, and you're like, yeah, there you are. So I did it myself. And then, because as well, when you do it yourself, because I was fine, when you get someone to do your poster for your Edinburgh show, oh, for you listeners that are in America, Edinburgh show, sorry, I mention Edinburgh quite a bit. It's like this, it's the biggest arts festival in the world, I think, and it's that pretty much the whole month of August, and comedians go and do a show there. So that's what I'm talking about, the posters for that. And yeah, I'm Welsh after that. Oh yeah, because it's awkward when you get like a friend or a designer or whatever to do your poster. I always feel really bad having to go, oh yeah, can you do that, can you change this, can you change that, and then by the time I've said third change, even though there's loads more changes, I'm like, oh yeah, it's fine, even though often I don't think it is. So Welsh after that, I'm gonna do it more often, I've decided. It's just save so much money. Even something so tiny. So I wrote on this on my sheets of paper yesterday. I was like, oh, I want to write all this new stuff, but I don't have a new material gig in for a while. And then I was like, no, I'll just do it at a weekend gig. And then I think subconsciously, all the world trying to help me has gone, no, you won't. So it's given me new material gig. Yeah, but Harry, it's not the world, the universe has done that for you. It's that's just happened. Do you know what though? I think it's nice to think, because I've been positive and done this every day, and because like I said last week, it's a big deal for me to stick with things, because I'm trying now as I've got older to stick with things, because it's easy to give up sometimes. So I feel like the fact not giving up, it's answered a few things on my that I've written down. Not like I'm writing a fucking Christmas list of Father Christmas. Just I'm like, oh, well, I want to do this new stuff, or like, but I haven't got any dates in, so I wasn't even really requesting anything. It just sort it out. I mean, I wish it would sort out the fact that I'd love to win the lottery, but what can you do? I've wasted so much time daydreaming about winning the lottery. I think I've probably daydreamed about winning the lottery about 124 hours of my life. Oh, it would just be, imagine though. And I wouldn't even do anything frivolous. It's just, do you know what I was thinking as well when I was looking on Rightmove yesterday at the house that I'd get? So I'd stay in the area and I'd just get a detached house so that Marvin's feral children will not disturb any neighbours. I think that would be absolutely wonderful. And then, so like I said, it's been quite an insular episode today. Do you know what I found? Marvin, is that there was an envelope. I was tidying up and there was an envelope with lottery written on it. And then in the envelope was loads of cut up pieces of paper with numbers on them. And then I fucking accidentally turned over the envelope. And then half the numbers have gone down the side of the cooker. So I hope Marvin isn't... Oh no, because that means... But Marvin doesn't do the lottery. I don't know what that's for. Maybe it's for work. Maybe he's been doing it with a service user. Oh no, and now I've flung some of the numbers down the bloody oven. And then, so then... Oh, I don't know. I'll tell you this, I saw the other day someone kicking off because they're like, if a show is not about politics, don't mention politics. But I think I've got to mention the whole Corbyn. Well, he didn't win, but the majority was so much more, the people that voted for him were so much more than anyone expected, and it fucking fucked over Theresa May. But I don't even know, it's like, oh, she might join coalition with some absolute fucking nutter that looks like Paul Merton, and then all this business about how one of Theresa May's like big things was trying to like smear Jeremy Corbyn's name, saying it was to do with like he had passed with the IRA, and now this new absolute fuck clusters that she wants to get with are like involved in all of that. Oh, just fucking, she's an absolute joke, Theresa May. Like, but she's fucking stubborn, isn't she? She needs to just go home, Roger. But she is not. So Corbyn did really well, but she still won, so I don't really know what's going to happen. I don't think anyone does. And then to my listeners in America, do you keep track of our politics? Like, because I guess you can't help to, especially when mad things happen, like Brexit and stuff, like, because we hear all of Trump's shit, well, so much. I wonder if anyone that listens to this voted for Trump. I'd be interested to know, isn't it? Because I'm a very, like, I don't know much about politics, but I'm very, like, whimsy lefty, like, no, I mean, it's not a bad thing. But, yeah, so I can't imagine people with the opinions that would support Trump would be into this, unless they'd get joy out of listening to someone have a mental breakdown every week for 20 minutes. So, if I haven't mentioned this already, fucking hell. If you haven't, right, they're like crack. I'll tell you something else that's like crack. The cherry, it's a cherry slush puppy. It's the cherry tango sour slush puppy. I don't know where you get it from. All I've known, well, Harry, you do know where you get it from because you've got one. Yeah, but I don't know where else you get them. I've only ever got them at the cinema. And they're fucking brilliant. I'll tell you what else is brilliant. Because I don't have the sweetest tooth in the village. But, oh, when something captures me, it captures me with its flag. The Groovy Biscuits from Aldi. They're fucking brilliant. The texture is like Twixy, but the biscuit's snappier and it's got Smarties. It's fucking... Groovy Biscuits are beautiful. What's up, safe? That is my podcast episode number 14. I'm going to check on my shepherd's pie now. I'd really like a pet owl. I don't think you can get them as pets. I don't think you'd want Harry. I think some of the pets you would like as animals, it wouldn't suit. Well, A, it wouldn't suit them having you as an owner. Because, is it an owner when you get a pet? Yeah. Because you're too unpredictable. Yeah, you can't be out, you're not responsible enough for an owl. You're not responsible enough for a groovy biscuit, let alone an owl. Oh, yeah, I'm responsible enough for a groovy biscuit. I've had one today, so where's your responsibility now? Doesn't make any sense. I'm going to go. I hope my shepherd's pie is not burnt. If it is, and I haven't got any cheese on it, I haven't put any cheese on it. I just don't want dairy on my shepherd. Then I. That was my podcast. My podcast. Thanks for listening. Download, share, tell your pal at the shop. Don't worry. My happy. My podcast. My podcast.